This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
As the war in Ukraine continues, people in Chicago are searching for ways to stand in solidarity with the besieged country. In one sign of support, buildings across Chicago are lighting up at night in the blue and yellow colors of Ukraine's flag. WBEZ's Anna Savchenko reports from downtown Chicago.
I'm standing near the Riverwalk by State Street Bridge in downtown Chicago. There aren't that many people here, just a couple of young adults and tourists, but they're enjoying one of the most iconic views in the city. This view has changed over the last week or so, as multiple high-rises have switched the colors of the lights decorating their buildings to those of the Ukrainian flag. Yellow for Ukraine's fields of wheat, and blue for the skies above them. From the bridge, you can see the merchandise mart to the left, which is brightly lit in yellow and blue. To the right stands the round structure of a church decked out in the colors of Ukraine's flag as well. Other buildings across the city have done the same to show their support for Ukraine ever since the war broke out.
The Ukrainian people need to know from Americans right now that we stand with them.
That's Nick Puglia. He's a senior advisor at Navy Pier, where the Centennial Wheel has been lighting up in Ukraine's colors since the weekend. He said reprogramming the lights is actually pretty easy, but it's a big deal for the staff at the pier to send a message like this to Chicagoans.
So in order for something to go up there, it has to truly move us. It has to resonate with us.
Other building managers in Chicago also felt compelled to take action. Tammy McEwen works for the Courthouse Place office building in River North.
We just wanted to somehow show our support for Ukraine, and this was the most public way to do so, you know, with lighting up one of our buildings in their colors.
McEwen said the lighting on the building follows a strict schedule. For the 4th of July, it's red, white, and blue. For Christmas, it's red and green. So when something sudden comes up, they have to program whatever colors are missing, like bright yellow, for example. Jim Weiss, who oversees the lighting on a courthouse building, said they rarely make changes.
Unless it's like an athletic event, like if the Cubs were to get the pennant again, then we would change the colors for that. But we do very few changes to our schedule.
So it takes something like a war for you guys to make a decision like this?
Exactly.
Anna Savchenko, WBEZ News.